producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both those pages work one with another. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Also over on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And friends, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And just a heads up now, folks, almost every show that we do here, folks, I try to avoid the last segment to take callers. But I'll take them if I have to. But if you'd like to call in, please call in during the first three segments if possible. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Lots going on, folks. A whole mess of assaults coming from your government on a daily basis, and this has been going on for a long time in this country, as I'm sure you well know. But interestingly enough, friends, you know, it's interesting how the criminal in chief, he just jumped all over the Oregon shooting. And by the way, for those that didn't know, I just wanted to share with you that CNN tried to paint the black shooter white so they could call him a white terrorist. That didn't fare very well neither. And it's interesting how they're going for gun control, which means they want your gun so they can have the control. And what's interesting about all of this, friends, is they just fail to mention the fact that he was an Islamic jihadist sympathizer. The guy was a mess in more ways than you know. But what's also interesting is people need to go back to the Boston bomber. They need to go back to Waco, Texas. They need to go back to Oklahoma City bombing. They need to go back to the James Holmes shooting at the theater in Colorado there. They need to go back to Sandy Hook, folks, because there's been a lot of questions. Even going back to this situation in Virginia where the reporter was shot on live television, friends, there's just a lot of questions around each and every one of these occurrences that still haven't been answered. And it's interesting, every single time without fail, gun violence takes place. A gun crime takes place. A crime takes place. It's interesting how the government is right there all over it like white on rice, using the Hegelian dialectic. Now, for those that do not know what the Hegelian dialectic is, it's very real, and it's used consistently by a corrupt system that's trying to overthrow who you are. Here, let me give it to you this way. So what it is, Hegelian dialectic, you have the agenda. That is to centralize power. Okay? The agenda is to centralize power. They want to give it to a global order, the UN, a new world order. Then what happens is it takes it to, well, let's go to thesis, a manufactured crime, or even going over to a manufactured terroristic threat. That would be the thesis. Going to the antithesis, that would be going forward to a repressive pulse, or I'm sorry, a repressive police state. Again, a repressive police state, that would be the antithesis. So the synthesis would be this: removal of freedom, transfer of power from the many to the few. Listen again. The synthesis is this: removal of freedoms, transfer of power from the many to the few. This is exactly what they're trying to do. And why are they trying to do it? Because they don't want you to be empowered to actually deal with their crimes. Remember what Mao Zedong said concerning gun control. He said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. See, this is what people need to realize is taking place in their country again. Forget not the Hegelian dialectic. And when that takes place, keep in mind there is an agenda. And if there's no crime, then guess what? Oftentimes governments will create the crime. We see this with every dictatorship. This is not theory. This is the fact. Again, going back to dictators of the past, Stalin used it. Hitler used it. Mao Zedong used it. Mussolini used it. Barack Hussein Obama's using it. And there's no question about it, friends. Again, keep in mind, there is no truth in this individual in the White House whatsoever. He's been assaulting you, America, over the last 6 and 7 years. And for some reason, the American people are deluded and they're in a delusional state to believe that the president has, well, 15, 16 months left to serve out his crimes concerning we the people. He's got 15 or 16 more months to go ahead and assault us at will, and the American people are led to believe that there's nothing they can do about it. So guess what, America? Again, as long as you don't know, then, you know, I guess they can do whatever you let them get away with, and guess what they're doing? Exactly that. But you might want to take some time and read Article 2, Section 4, because presidents, representatives, senators, congressmen, whatever the case may be, whatever capacity they're in, they can be removed for a misdemeanor. Not treason alone, not folks, you get the point. Crazy stuff's happening in our country. I also wanted to bring this forward because it's interesting how Barack Hussein Obama is being rejected by those folks in Oregon. You know what? I don't need to say it. Why don't you go ahead and play that piece, Sam? Let this guy say it for himself. He's actually one of those in Oregon who's speaking out against the president of the United States saying, you're not welcome here.
I think the president, first of all, is not welcome in the community, and that isn't just my opinion. We've talked to dozens upon dozens of citizens, some family members of the victims, our elected officials. A number of people believe that when the president opened his press conference, we still haven't finished counting the bodies on the campus. We haven't identified whose children were killed and whose were not. And even at that same moment, he is saying, some people will accuse me of politicizing this issue. And he goes on to say, but it should be. So he not only acknowledged that it could be politicized, he was doing so deliberately. So now he wants to come to our community and stand on the corpses of our loved ones to make some kind of a political point. And it isn't going to be well received, not by our people, not by the families, and not even by our elected officials.
Well, there you have it, friends. There you have it. So he's not welcome there. They're not going along to get along. They're actually calling him out for who he is and what it is that he's attempting to do. And again, America, I'm trying to figure out, why is it that the American people are standing back, tolerating the crimes of this administration? Now, we also heard from his little counter minion, Hillary Clinton, in basically, if she gets to power, say some, she's only going to continuously assault the American people. Folks, again, there's no credibility. We're speaking of criminals here. We're not speaking of those that are legit in the process, folks, concerning a government capacity. We need to deal with them and such as criminals. We'll be right back after this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Again, friends, if you'd like to jump online, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Interestingly enough, friends, we have one of these analogies I want to lay out there for you. I shared it with you a couple of days ago when we were actually quoting our forefathers, showing you the deviations by laying the straight stick next to them. In other words, taking our founders and laying their established government in which we have today, and we still have it, friends, so therefore we don't need a new government. We just need good people in government to actually execute the laws that are found within the Constitution. But what's interesting about all of this, friends, is the fact that we want to show the deviations, and that's exactly what we do. I want to give you an analogy, a true analogy, because this all spawned off of something Dr. Joseph Mengele, the German SS officers, in what he said. He said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Now, this was one officer that was no less than a monster, a demonic devil. I mean, just to the core. He said again, Dr. Joseph Mengele, German SS officer, he said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Let me say it again. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are the ones that are doing it. And we all understand how Adolf Hitler operated. He would actually send forth his brown shirts to create havoc or domestic insurrection, and then he'd put his iron fist down and actually deal with the crimes that he himself was responsible for contriving. Okay. Around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department, and an army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal firefighting force. And when a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all the surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. Okay, so therefore, understanding Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Roman history throughout his extortive measures. And this leads us, friends, to ask if he was responsible for starting the fires in which he made so much gain from. Now, just going back, shortly after the horrific shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut, where Adam Lanza supposedly and allegedly killed 26 people, Barack Obama was right there. Remember, he's the architect of this new America. Remember, he's the one that said he wanted to transform America. He said it, friends, I didn't. Well, he puts himself in front of the cameras to address the massacre as he reads a script, pleading, attempting. You remember when he was attempting to cry, try to wipe a tear away? He was attempting to cry over our children, and then he promised meaningful action. Now, again, I got to bring this up because it's important that you understand. According to Obama's record, meaningful action has been to vote over 241 times in favor of murdering 3,700 of our children in the womb per day, going so far as to make sure babies are snuffed out if they happen to be born alive. That's his care and his plea concerning our children. And meaningful action to Obama is gun-running high-powered assault rifles to Mexican drug lords, leading to the deaths of 300 Mexicans, including, friends, including the Mexican beauty queen. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was killed. Now, keep in mind, this was an obvious attempt to pass gun control legislation only to blame the American people. Case in point, a couple months after they were busted, they found out that the attorney general and this administration were the ones that were responsible for actually arming the Mexican drug lords in the first place. 3 to 4 months, 2 to 3 to 4 months later, friends, he was actually over in Mexico blaming the American people for what he and his administration were just uncovered for concerning their crimes against we the people and the Mexican people. Is that crazy? Well, that's what happened. The Sandy Hook shooting occurred just days after Senator Rand Paul sent out an alert that the United Nations was set to pass the final version of the small arms treaty supported by Obama the day after election. Part of the treaty bans and the trade, sale, and ownership of all semi-automatic weapons, like the one that Adam Lanza supposedly used to kill those children and 6 adults. Okay, the Batman shooting in Aurora, Colorado, also happened to coincide with the same time as negotiations of the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. Folks, the time is impeccable. So, as we reflect upon massacres such as Sandy Hook, Aurora, the Sikh Temple in Wisconsin, folks, do your homework on that one as well. Tucson, Arizona, and Columbine, folks, we can't help but see the similarities. Conflicting news reports on what happened, who did the killing, and the number of shooters was always different. Eyewitnesses in all of these massacres said there was more shooters than what the media attempted to maintain, indicating the shooters were coordinated and planned. Do your homework, friends. So when the fire started, here we have these government gun banners. They're always right there to attempt to strip away your rights in an attempt to gain control under the guise of putting out the fire. Let's go to history. Adolf Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. Hitler was responsible for sending his brown shirts to incite the people so he could play the role of solving the problems. Yet no one believed Hitler was guilty of these crimes until, guess when, friends? After the fact. And then it was too late. And today, these gun banners are doing the opposite of what our forefathers fought, bled, and died to give us, which exposes them for who they are right then and there if you're willing to open your eyes and willing to open your ears. Again, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So our solution to preventing fires, the massacres, is to secure the American population the way Congress and the White House are secured. Arm them. Any questions? Again, friends, keep in mind, Joseph Mengele said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we're doing it. So, friends, I got a question for you. Who started the fires? Who started the fires? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. November 6, 1938. That's all we have to do is study the past the way our forefathers told us to study the past, and we can see exactly how tyranny exhibits itself on a daily basis. We see it all day long today. Mao Zedong, November 6, 1938, again, listen carefully. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Let's just go back to this, friends. When do criminals ask for permission to obey the law? When do you see a criminal walk inside of a store, or when do you see a criminal walk inside of a government center and ask for a permit to illegally shoot somebody or to commit a crime? They don't. So what is gun legislation? It's gun control. It's them wielding the power to control the people that they would desire to control. It's that simple. And what's interesting is how ironic that those who are calling for gun control are those who want the gun so they can have the control. Sounds the same, but I'm saying it different. But I am saying the same thing. And it's of interest to the American people to take note of those that they entrust to serve them. Because we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Yet time and time again in America, in this country, we have leaders or representatives, let's call them representatives because that's what they are, in government who put on the guise of patriot and then turn out to be the criminal in garb. Almost every single time. And by the way, what does patriot mean? To uphold dying laws, not to compromise, not to gut the pith and marrow of our rights that God has bestowed upon us. So when they call themselves patriots, keep in mind, patriots magnify the enumerated laws of the Constitution. They magnify God's moral law against crime. They don't eradicate the rights. They're there to enforce, to ensure your rights. And folks, do you remember when I was talking some time back? Because I'm on this topic again today. Because as long as the state-controlled narrative is to disarm the American people, I want you to know where you came from and what your forefathers established. And today what I want to do is I want to show you how dictators do it. You're seeing it live in action 24/7 through the state-controlled media, friends. But do you remember when I began to uncover, remember the Lord said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known? Do you remember when I began to uncover all of these anti-gun mayors? Do you remember that we found that the anti-gun mayors are criminals themselves, guilty as charged within their own ranks? Of such crimes as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury, and one demigod mayor, you know, he thinks he's above the law. This mayor was convicted of assaulting a police officer because, of course, he rules the roost. But these are the sort of people that want to disarm you, friends. They're criminals. And what is it, America, that you need to see before you take action? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. 1-866-582-9933.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, friends. Conspiracy Webster's 1828. It's so funny to me that people, whenever they hear conspiracy, the first thing they think, you know, to the good portion of the American people that say they don't believe the state-controlled media, the first thing you do when you say the word conspiracy, what's the second word that comes to your mind? You've been conditioned, huh? The word conspiracy, which is very real, a combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert. What is the UN doing today, friends? Particularly a combination to commit treason or excite sedition or insurrection against, okay, the authorities of a state. A plot as a conspiracy against the life of a king, conspiracy against the governments, conspiracy against the peoples. Okay? So in saying that, going over to Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 9, it tells us, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." Now, this is what's interesting, because the following scripture tells us they are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, not ours, which refused to hear my words. In America, you're in the exact counterpart, whereas to our forefathers and what it is that they established. It's the American people that have now refused to hear the words of God. And they have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel, God's people, and the house of Judah, God's people, have broken my covenant, which I have made with their fathers. So what a better place to start concerning conspiracy outside of the fact that you deal with the disobedient people to create the conspiracy. And that's exactly it. Why? Because they're not grounded on the truth. And if they don't know the truth, those people are easy to push around, are they not? Why, yes, indeed, they are. Folks, we got Paul from New Jersey calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Paul. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
Yes. Listen, you know, when I observe the goings-on of the government, now, sometimes I think they're Satanists. But when I see the results of their policies, the end result is something that Satanists would be very, very happy about.
Of course.
You know, the fact of the matter is I see this as nothing more, the gun grabbing particularly, is because the fantasy of these communists, Hillary Clinton and Obama, is what do communists do? Well, they really want to do democide, and they want to mass murder Americans. They want to put us in gulags. And the only thing keeping them from doing so is the armed populace of the American people.
And so, that's right.
And so this is a very vital thing. And when this fella, and this is what I really believe, if he uses the UN troops and brings them into this country to disarm the American people, that is a declaration of war, and it will be a civil war. And I think that's what you're seeing incrementally and in slow motion, you know, and they've been trying to, you know, float their trial balloons and all the rest, but they are steadily working towards that. And so I hope you'll get out the quote by Alexander Solzhenitsyn concerning, and it starts with, how we burned in the camps. Are you familiar with that one?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I suggest you look it up, because it's about, he writes in one of his books about how in the camps, everybody regretted, while they were forced into slave
yep.
labor, that they didn't grab an axe or something to beat these, you know, the Bolsheviks who came to round them up and send them to the gulags. If the people had just put up a fight and put up resistance, the Stalin wouldn't have had their way, and they would have stopped his, you know, criminal mass murdering enterprise.
Well, that's exactly right. As a matter of fact, it was Stalin, Paul, that said if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. What's sad about it, that was Stalin that said that. What's sad about it is kind of jumping off or piggybacking on to what you were just saying a moment ago. It's interesting that people always wake up after the fact, and it doesn't have to be that way. That's why we do what we do on the Sons of Liberty radio here. But it's interesting that even when the Jewish people were disarmed, as were gypsies, as were other dissidents that refused to submit themselves or subject themselves to Hitler's Nazi regime, it's interesting that they still said within themselves, even after they were disarmed and thrown in camps, they still believed that Adolf Hitler had a need for them. So it shows you how far men will go in a state of delusion to believe that everything's still okay. We've crossed that line. We crossed that line a long time ago, America. And it's interesting when we look at our history, what the American people will tolerate is just second to none because they don't think what's happening, Paul, can actually happen here in America. And that's exactly what is happening.
Yeah, and that term is called normalcy bias. And people always think the best of their situation and that things will get better. It's the hope springing eternal in people's psychology. Yeah.
Amen. Well, I appreciate your call, my friend.
Sir.
I'll jump off of yep, thank you very much. Frederick Douglass was actually the one. Find what one will submit to that very degree. I'm doing live radio here, friends, and just going off what Paul was just talking about. But it's interesting that you find out where people will go, what they'll submit to. And that will be the very degree that the government or the corrupt ones or those that mean to rule the roost will continuously inundate until they break it all up. And so in saying that, I'm looking for it right now, friends. I have it. Here it is. Here it is. Live radio. I can't memorize everything's friends. Everything, friends. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Let me say it again. Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, said this. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Is that not what's happening in America today? You better bet your bottom dollar. Now, I do know that every time this stuff surfaces as to what we're talking about concerning gun control by the corruption and the corrupt in government today, friends, people do need to understand that Americans are running and gun sales are skyrocketing. But it still doesn't give me any assurance. My assurance is in the Christ. I'm a Christian. I believe what he says. I believe that he's my great protector. But I also know that people have enough common sense to bear arms. Why? Because God gave us the right to do so. I want to parallel what we've been talking about over the last couple of days with history. And I want to go over to mass murderer Adolf Hitler at a dinner talk on April 11th, 1942, just to show you folks that we're not talking about a third world dictator. We're talking about the wannabe dictator in the White House today. Okay, the lights are going off. The bells are going off. The trumpet's being blown from the top of the housetop, friends, so you can hear. You've been warned. You've been told. And now we're here. We're seeing the same method. We're seeing the same process that every dictator takes to disarm a people. Now, listen carefully. This is mass murderer Adolf Hitler. And keep in mind, too, friends, that Adolf didn't pull the trigger. He had a bunch of kids in the evangelical Christian churches doing that for him because they thought that he was a Christian man. And also keep in mind that he had the mercenaries, the Muslims, doing the killing for him, for those that did not know your history. The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows us that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, Adolf Hitler said, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty. So let's not have any native militia or native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order throughout the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. But listen to what happened. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939, folks, it only took him a year to start killing off his own people after they were disarmed. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. What's gun control about? Oh, Bradley, that's just way out there. No, let me give you some more history, because history is repeating itself today. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953. By the way, both of these men were men of the year, according to Time Life magazine, in America. Roosevelt had America calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. From 1924 to 1953, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we'll disarm it ourselves. So in 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control, and immediately, friends, from 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Mao Zedong, again, communist dictator of China, said, war can only be abolished through war. And in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. Are you listening, America? You know, one of the things that the criminal in chief was complaining about right after the Oregon shooting was that, do you realize that in America, he said that every child in every adult, husband, wife, and children, we have the numbers to the equivalent that everybody in this country and their family members own a gun. Well, why is that? That's for the very purpose that we have not been attacked in over 200 years since our founding. And is that the reason that America is armed? Of course, it deters crimes. And our forefathers in common sense tells us that. All the way up until 2001, September 11th, what's been going on? America, let me remind you, you have been the ones that have been under attack since September 11th. Now, everything we've been told for how many years, all of a sudden, this guy gets into the office, he says exactly what he's going to do, and he's been doing it, and 318 million people stand down and let him do it. And just like Paul said, what is it going to take? What is it going to take? Why is it that after the fact you wish you would have? Hey, folks, wish in one hand and manure in the other one. Tell me which one weighs more. Don't let it be your history that you wished you would have when you had the time to do it. And the time to do the right thing is right now. Procrastination, my friends, is the biggest robber of blessings. Let's do what needs to be done today lawfully.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I get all these thoughts going through me, and I want to answer every one of them so I can make it as clear as possible. One of the things I'd brought up is the fact that we're armed to the hilt. The president said that. If you want to give him any credibility concerning what a president acts like, looks like, well, I know the American people believe him to be the president of the United States, so therefore that's what I'm addressing here. But true or untrue, Japanese Admiral Yamamoto said in 1941, okay, you cannot invade the mainland United States. There would be a rifle behind each blade of grass. See, this is why the communists are busy trying to plant all of their insurrectionists throughout the United States, so they can create chaos within, so they can attack without. Don't question me on what I'm telling you. I'm telling you it's true. And I've said it for years, our enemy is China and Russia. And I told you that the communists would try to create domestic insurrection within. It's exactly what you have in the White House, who is allied with America's sworn enemies. This America knows. See, the great object in which they're trying to, well, they're trying to, I don't want to say objectively, that's, that they're, you know what, I guess I can say that. Their objective is to disarm the American people. Because that's what's stopping you or stopping them from completely doing at will what they so choose to do. Again, Japanese Admiral Yamamoto, 1941, said you cannot invade the mainland United States. There would be a rifle behind each blade of grass. That's exactly right. And I was right before the break talking about how Mao Zedong said war can only be abolished through war. In order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. That's exactly what they're attempting to do. And Paul out of New Jersey brought up the point of what the UN is considering doing right now. And keep in mind, the UN is not your friend, friends. This we know. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents who would not subject themselves to Mao Zedong, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, I don't want to be controlled by any superpower, the people, or the UN. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I do not let any superpower control me. So therefore, Uganda established gun control in 1970, and from 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. And by the way, I'm not trying to get you to be afraid, friends. I'm trying to empower you to understand that what's going on in your country is completely foreign to America. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. See, but friends need to understand that our forefathers didn't arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect them for themselves from those who were doing the hunting. Namely, the tyrant named King George. See, the Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all other rights given unto us by our Creator. Because you do away with the Second Amendment, everything else goes with it. The wisdom of the framers of the Constitution, once again, is found consistent with the lessons of the Bible they used as their bedrock for civil law. Because the people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government, of the people. In a righteous country, self-government reigns by the constraint of Christian morals. And the civil government that desires such a monopoly of force, i.e., they are only the ones with guns now, is a threat to the lives, liberty, and property of citizens, for that government ceases to be of and for the people. And it was George Washington that said, from the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. Of course they do. We got John calling from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. How are you, my friend?
Doing okay, Brad. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'm going to stay on topic that you're on. Just wanted to get in real quick. You asked the question, what is rightful and lawful when our own government they've actually become the domestic enemy or terrorist to us, the people, when they're threatening our lives and liberty. It's in the Declaration of Independence, when a long train of abuses and usurpations.
That's right.
Pursuing invariably the same object, if this is a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, that's us, it is our duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for our security. When is the time that we rise up, and I hate saying it, and it's, you know, I mean, what, is there going to be a tipping point to where a signal, you know, flares goes up to where it's like, okay, it's time for us to take it back for us, you know, the country.
You're being, and I understand what you're doing, John. You're being very skittish almost as to what you're trying to say. I totally get it. When does it get to the point where America says enough is enough and they take back their government? We can do this lawfully. Yep, and what we see in this country right now is we don't see any representatives in the United States of America that are willing, not one, that are willing to draw up the articles of impeachment. They are not willing to do that. Yet they're out there telling everybody in America what they want to hear because it's the right thing to say to them right now. And they're trying to contrast themselves by being the good guy, and they're contrasting it with the evil guy, the bad guy, President Barack Hussein Obama. Well, and the fact of the matter is, if you look at them, is the fruit there as to the things that they say? Why haven't they brought forth the articles of impeachment? When is it time for the American people to stand by? I believe that right now, John, across the boards, America is on standby. You go to any sports outlet in America and you ask them how gun sales are doing. They will tell you they are skyrocketing. They will tell you that every time that this administration attacks Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, instead of the evildoer that pulls the trigger, every time that he does that and his administration goes down that line, guess what? Gun sales skyrocket. So I believe America is on standby right now. I also wanted to say this, John. The word terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as a government by intimidation. I want to say that again. Yes. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation, and that's exactly what you're seeing today. And as I said earlier, America's been under attack since September 11th. I don't think there's anybody that can question that any longer, my friend. And I really don't. So I believe America's on standby. That's what I'm seeing, John, across the boards.
I agree with you there. It's even Webster's, you know, that we used 1828. I believe if I go there, it says something to the same effect, that it's government, you know, terrorizing the people.
That's right. And this is exactly what we're talking about on the show right now, through dictatorships. Who are the ones that are actually committing the act of terror? We always find it to be the government that's doing it. And that's what people need to wake up to, all the way from, you know, I've named them, Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Mussolini. They all used terror as a political battering ram to bring in the means that they were working towards every single time. And what we see right now, terrorism through on a global scale, what is it working for? They're looking to consolidate power to give it to who? To the UN. Because they're trying to establish what? A new world order. But John, for the sake of time, I got to get going. I want to read one more quote, piggyback as to what you're saying right now. Listening carefully, friends. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. The great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. Sons of Liberty, Patrick Henry, speech to Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th, 1778. Now, can you imagine all of the patriots throughout the United States of America that have a mic up to their phone or a camera on their face, if they were all showing you and pointing the finger back to our founding documents and what it is that our forefathers established? It would be all over in a day, friends. But guess what? They're going along to get along because they don't want to offend some whack job out there that's trying to make a clown out of the things that they say, or make them conspiracy theorists or some loony out in left field. No, folks, go to your founding documents. You will find out who the loon is. You will find out who the terrorist is. You will find out who the criminal is if you're willing to take the time. And I say to the Christians as well, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. I want you to take the time when you get done reading the Bible and the Constitution. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington in his farewell address. Do keep in mind, the Geneva Bible had side notes throughout the scripture, okay? And the purpose of the side notes was how to deal with tyranny, how to deal with tyrants. So take the time, read the Geneva Bible as well when you get some time.
We do need your support. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty today and get this message across America.
You are long-winded, Stephanie. Folks,
I'm
we love you
it.
By what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
television. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV.